Try this. The next time you walk into a movie theater, rather than heading to your seat, keep marching up those stairs. You know, the stairs that take you to that little door where the projector room is? You march in there and you tell that guy to stand aside while you take over the show. See if that doesn't get you thrown out. Ooh. You know, my life reminds me of that movie theater. I'll try and grab that projector when it's not my job to run the show, but it's my job to sit and just enjoy the show. Once upon a time, I was the brunt of some ugly rumors. A person was trying to hurt me by spreading lies. I remember feeling hurt, and then I felt this inward rage. Every pore wanted to just stand up and fight back and defend myself to the world. Sometimes we're called to let go and grab the popcorn. Fighting and trying to maintain control only makes things worse.
Have you noticed? Right.
Your child may be going through a phase that drives you crazy as a parent. You want to just knock some sense into them. That's not your job. You'll only make things worse. Let go. Let go and give them grace, blessings, and love. Guide them the best you can. Show them the way, then step aside. Take your hands off that projector, insisting things work out your way. Maybe your career has taken a turn you didn't expect. Or perhaps your life, it's heading down a path you didn't plan. Release that white-knuckle grip from that control lever and relax. Grab some popcorn. Heck, go ahead and indulge. Get you some Milk Duds. You deserve it. Let your God do His thing. You've already done yours. Newsflash. God doesn't need your help.
What?
I know. Imagine that. It's your job to do just that. Your job. Do the legwork, put in the sweat effort, chase your passion, make your move, but stay out of the projector room. Show up, do your part, but know when it's time to stop and step aside and let God do His part. You cannot control the outcome, my friend. You can only control your efforts and your mind. Okay, here's my favorite part of being a child of God. I don't have to run the show. Lord knows I've tried. I've tried changing my wife, forcing the outcome, avoiding the truth, and putting my agenda first. I mean, come on. After all, the show needed me to fix things or make things right, didn't it? Come here a second. I want you to sit with me on this one. Listen, when things look bleak and you fear the worst, keep your hands off of that lever. Know that things aren't bad, you just don't see the whole picture yet. You can't. Rest your faith in God, trusting it'll all work out as it should. He gives us peace that passes all understanding. So stop trying to understand it. Duh. This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement for my family viewers. Now go make this day count.